أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've crossed the halfway line. We're here on the 16th day of the month of Ramadan. And tonight is the night of the 17th when we celebrate the Battle of Badr, the winning at the Battle of Badr. Ever since I was young, I remember that when it came to the night of the 17th and the 17th, the resonating sound of "we won," even though there were 313 Muslims against maybe 10,000. I've pictured this battle every single year, and I see the angels that divinity sent as reinforcements. And if ever in life we're confronted with battles, there's so many times in life when we have this exasperation and we say, when is this going to get easier? God, when are you going to help me? Where are you? And I remember the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 214, when there is a question which says, Mata Nasrullah? When will the help of God come? And the answer is, Ala inna nasrullahi kareeb. Surely the help of God is near. So think of the Battle of Badr every single time. So how do I go and take lessons from this battle? Plan a strategy for every single challenge, however overwhelming the odds against you. Ask him for help, just as the Prophet did. And it's mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 9 and 10. Let's look at the ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Is tastaghithuna rabbakum fastajaba lakum inni mumiddukum bi alfin min al malaikati murdifin. When you pleaded for help from your Rabb, so he answered you and he said, I will help you with 1,000 of the angels following one after the other. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرًا وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ. And Allah gave you good news and put your heart at ease. وَمَا النَّصَرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And you know what? Victory is only from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah is awesome and Allah is wise. Ask Him. Then do your best and hand it over with Him. He will deal with it. We recite this extract from the Quran in our morning dua after Fajr. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي لَلَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand over my affairs to him. He is cognizant over his slaves. To help the process, give 1/5 of the share from your gains when you have won. So if you look at ayah 41 of Surah Al-Anfal again, Allah says, وَأَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ كُمُسَهُ وَلِلرَّسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And know that whatever thing you gain, 1/5 of it is for Allah and for the Messenger and for those who are near in the family, the orphans, the needy, and the travelers or the refugees. If you believe in Allah and in that which we have revealed to our slave, on the day of distinction, the day on which the two parties met, which is the day of Badr, and Allah has power over all things. And finally, believe that you will win. We ask Him, the answer is at the door. Believe in it. Inshallah, Allah will help us with all our battles. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.